It's time for this week's recipe roundup. Valentine's Day is coming up on Thursday, so I've decided to share a dessert recipe today. Berries are a classic choice for this holiday, but I've already done a few berry recipes that you can find online on our website. So I decided to use bananas instead as the main flavor in this dish. And I also utilize brown butter. So this recipe is like the cheesecake version of banana bread. Your ingredients are 2 packages of cream cheese softened, 2 sticks of salted butter, 1/2 vanilla bean pod, 3 overripe bananas, fried, honey to taste, and if you're avoiding sugar, you can try using sugar-free coffee syrups in caramel or salted caramel flavors, 2 eggs, 1 cup of chocolate morsels, and your favorite cookie crust, which can either be homemade with your favorite cookie crumbs and butter, or store-bought ready-made version. I highly recommend using a chocolate crust over a simple graham crust, but that's up to your personal taste. For the directions, you're going to start by preheating the oven to 300 degrees. If desired, you can par-bake your pie crust for about 8 minutes. In a small saucepan, brown 2 sticks of butter on medium heat. Browning is complete once the butter develops a fine foam on top and the milk solids within the butter are a nice chestnut brown at the bottom. In a large bowl, slowly combine the browned butter with cream cheese with a hand mixer. Add in the inside of 1/2 vanilla bean pod. And the way you do that is you slice lengthwise on the pod and then you scrape out what's on the inside, which are those tiny little black bean parts. But you're going to discard the pod. That's not going to be included in the rest. In a buttered skillet, fry the overripe bananas according to recipe roundup number 28, and then blend individually until smooth, eventually combining with the cream cheese mixture. At this point, you can take a moment to taste your mixture, depending on the sweetness of your bananas and how sweet you would want the final product. Add 2 to 5 tablespoons of honey. If you're instead using the coffee syrup, just add that about 1 teaspoon at a time until you reach the sweetness of your desire. Once you've achieved the correct flavoring, blend in 2 eggs and the chocolate morsels, and then you can pour it into the pie crust. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes at 300 degrees or until the mixture is slightly firm throughout and chill completely before serving. Now you can feel free to serve with chocolate sauce or even more fried bananas on top, and I hope you enjoy that recipe. I made that this past weekend and I think it was very good. It came out very well. So if you have a good experience with it, or even if you have a terrible experience with it, you can call me on it by emailing your results to sage@amrmail.org. And you can find all of our recipes with the recordings and the directions up online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org.